First of all, I want to thank Daniel Chen for being my interpreter this morning. I have to apologize that I did not give him any of my material that I'm going to share today. I know he is a very capable interpreter, but I just want to tell him that I have a certain reason for doing it today. Yeah. And my sharing.
Just give me time to translate that. That's all I ask. 今天要难为这个翻译，因为没有任何的准备，所以请大家原谅。
Also, I'd like you to cooperate with me for this 1 hour that I'm sharing with you.
所以今天我希望你能够与我合作，在以下一个钟头的时间里面。
I'd like all of you who have cell phone.iPad, mini, iPad, everything. Not only turn them off, but put them away.
我把你的手机，或者是iPad 是什么？把它关掉，然后。任何在你手上你可以去参考的东西，完全把它关起来，放在旁边。
Now, I have certain reason for requesting this. I hope you, you understand. Hopefully, at the end of my sharing, you understand why I request this.
我是有特别用意的，所以希望你能够与我合作。当然，这个正道到结尾的时候，你会知道我为什么要这样子做。
You know, technology has really advanced about the last few years. Very good. Now we can make use of a lot of material and also gadgets.In order to present what you have to share.
因为科技的先进，我们有很多的辅助，可以让我们把我们的这个讲道或者是一些的演讲的时候，可以讲得更清楚。
But it can never supersede the human mind.
但是这些东西永远不能够代替人的脑袋。
Because the working of all those things are still controlled by us, by our human.
因为人的脑袋仍然在控制这些辅助东西的仪器。
I spent quite a bit of time yesterday getting ready, and I thought I was all set.
我昨天准备好了，我以为我可以不用担心的在这里讲我的信息。
Well, an hour before I came, I tried to double check to make sure everything is working.
但是我来以前一个钟头，我再一次尝试，确定我所要做的放的这个节目可以，不受任何的影响。
But my iPhone refused to communicate with my iPad.
但是我的iPhone 跟我的 iPad 中间不能够有交流。
And even the last minute still won't work. So, but fortunately, I still can present what I want to share with you. Just that I have to compromise what I'm going to do.
所以我需要改变我今天讲到的方式。
Now I.I chose this topic because a few weeks ago, during my devotion, something came to my mind.
我今天这个题目是在几个星期以前做灵修的时候一些的意念领受。
The message it seemed to be talking to me, and in the process, I want to share this with you also this morning.
这一篇的经文似乎在。对我个人有一些的教导，我也愿意与大众分享。
First of all, I want to tell you the main purpose of me sharing with you.
首先，我告诉你，我最主要的目的是。Go ahead.
The way I present it to you will be a little unconventional. You will not expect that when you go to church to listen to a sermon in a way.
我表达的方式也许跟传统不一样，所以你要留心。
First of all, the main reason I want to share is particularly for our young people in the church, because I want them to get the message, so that in their daily life it will be practical for them and helpful for them.
其中，我的注意力是集中在我们年轻人的身上，希望他们能够从我的，讲道里面得到生活实际的，有一个实际的运用。
Especially in this 21st century, we are all overloaded with information and gadgetry.
特别在这个21世纪，我们被一个资讯都常常在骚扰我们。
So I'd like our young people to have something to think about.
所以我希望今天年轻人能够有一些特殊的一些的意念，让你们可以思想一下。
The second reason is I hope that my sharing will help my young people, including all of us and myself, that we can use our time more wisely.
今天我最主要的希望我们能够大家，包括年轻人在内，都能够善用我们的时间。
And thirdly, I hope that the theme in this whole picture will be able to build better relationship between one another, between our family, between our friends and family.
也借此能够增进我们中间的关系。
So keep those purpose in mind when I share with you.
所以当你听我讲到的时候，能够以这一些这三点为念。
Now I keep this secret for a certain reason too.
我这么神秘，这个题目保守的这么神秘，有特殊的意义。
I just want to find how aware we are with this particular thing that we are dealing with.
因为我特别想大家留意我们到底对这个题目在我们的生活里面有多么的关注。
First of all, I want to find out if any of you guess what this topic stands for in English first.
你们看不看得懂这个题目到底是什么
？You want to say?
What wheel of fortune?
Very good. We have some very smart young people.Well, I want to hear in Chinese too.
中文是什么
？No.
英文是什么？我都没有听到。
英文。Okay, tell me louder. How about in Chinese? Anybody can translate it in Chinese?
有多少人能够翻译这个词的中文意思？多项事物共同进行。一心多用。
How many of you are aware of this terminology? You raise your hand.
有谁听过这个名词 ？Multitasking. 那么到。
Some of you may not really understand what that means. Okay, but after I express some, after I show you some cartoon and express the closest situation, you understand what I'm trying to say. Okay, now maybe.We turn on this next slide. You'll be a very good musician if you can do all that. But
如果你能够手脚头并用，同时间并用的话，你是非常一个能干的人。
Can somebody type a letter as well as playing music with the drum?And the flute and start and painting all at the same time.
有多少人能够这么多的工作一起来做呢
？This is the idea called multitasking.
这就是。
I don't know whether there is the best Chinese translation. Then you can tell us about.
有谁知道这个中文翻译应该怎么样翻？
Well, I think it's pretty close. That's as far as I can get.
多功能什么？多功能怎么样？并用，多功能并用。
Okay, have the next slide, please. Well, maybe a funny cartoon, but we might not be doing that, but we might be looking at email when we do that. right? For reading the newspaper. Well, in spite of the idea behind that, I think though, on second thought, I think it might be good multitasking if we have constipation.
这个也许我们常常在洗手间里面做其他的事情，特别是当我们便秘的时候，有很多的时间可以在那里做其他的事情。
The reason is that is I have medical background. I'm a surgeon. When you get older, sometimes you have problem with constipation, right? Instead of taking enema and taking laxative.I find out that sometimes if you don't try to rush too hard to get it done, it will come naturally.
我个人是医学的背景，我是外科医生，所以我对这些事情特别敏感。所以常常我觉得，当你有便秘的问题的时候，不要去尽力让它顺其自然，你不需要用很多的处方来处理这件事情，只要顺其自然是其他也许是最好的一个方法。
The reason I said that because I operated quite a number of patients with hemorrhoids. You know what hemorrhoids are? And if you try too hard, you can get hemorrhoids.
因为我是外科医生，我也为很多的人有便秘的人。开过他痔疮的这个刀，所以，如果你没有耐心，一定要用力而尽力而为的话，你会有生出很多的痔疮。
Well, but there's a reason for not doing that in other occasions. Let me have the next slide. Well, we thought when we get older, we are very capable.Okay, he says here, if age comes skill called multitasking. And this mom, the super mom said, I can laugh, cough, sneeze, and pee all at the same time.
这个老太太说，如果多任像多任务功多功能并用的是一个人的特征的话，当我年纪大的时候，我可以笑，我可以咳嗽，可以打喷嚏，跟小便失禁都一起来。
Next slide, please. Ah, this is more practical in daily life. Okay, this is CEO trying to do everything himself.
这也许是一个日常生活里面常见的，特别是你在公司里面。这个总裁要有多方面的任务一起进行。
Secretary, he said, "Can I help you?"
他连这个秘书都不需要了，一个人。
Now, if some of you know the New Old Testament about Moses,
也许我们在旧约里面知道摩西这一个人。
I think you understand there is wisdom in delegation.
神给他一些把任务交托给其他人的这个教导。
Moses was very busy. He had a thousand things in mind to do and try to handle them himself.
摩西带领以色列人出埃及，在旷野里面有成千上万的事要处理。
So his father-in-law saw him, and he said, "Moses, I would suggest."Then instead of trying to do everything by yourself, why don't you find some leaders who will help you to take care of some of the chores, so you won't be working to death.
所以他的岳父耶特罗告诉他说，与其把任务包在你自己一个人身上，不如把你的任务分给其他的领袖们，帮你一起分担。
So along this line, I think we can learn some lesson from Moses, father-in-law.
所以我们可以从耶稣摩西的岳父身上学一些的功课。
Next slide, please. this is a situation we often encounter at home.
这就是一个我们在日常生活里面常常遇到的一个情形。
I don't know about you, but if you start watching TV and start reading, I think your efficiency is way down as to what you are reading.
Now, if you multitask, 如果你可以同时看电视也阅读一本书籍的话，你的效率会变得很低。
I'll prove to you scientifically a little bit later.
等一下，我会用科学的方法来向你证明这件事情。
But I'll say this much to parents and young people. If you want to be efficient, don't watch the TV and study at the same time.
所以父母要教导你的儿女，如果你要做事有效率的话，你不要三心两意，一心多用。
You would like to lower your grade.
特别是当你不希望自己的成绩低落的话。
Next slide, please. Some of us physician here, and you have a nurse working for you.
也许在座有一些的医生，在你的诊所里面有护士在帮助你。
Well, hopefully your nurse is as capable as this one.
希望你的护士跟这一位护士一样的能干。
She can take blood pressure, she can give an injection, she can take your history and write it down, and what medicine you are taking.
希望她可以一方面量你的血压，一方面打针，一方面写你的病历，一方面也写你的处方。
But can she do all that in the same time?
但是他是否能够同一时间来进行这么多的功能呢？
I wish I have a nurse who can do all that at the same time and watch in practice.
我很希望我曾经能够有这样能干的护士。
And the next slide, please. You know what he keeps saying to his dad? My dad.It's natural at multitasking. He can goof up, screw up, and mess up all at the same time.
这孩子在笑爸爸，他说在电脑上他可以犯很多的错误，同时犯很多的错误。
Now I'm going to take you into some scientific study that has been.Going on quite rigorously the past few years.
在这方面有许多科学在做的研究。
As the next slide, please. This is the map of our brain.
这是我们大脑的形状，以大脑各处的功能。
The front part of a brain this is called the prefrontal cortex.
这是我们的前脑。
This part of the brain is really important as a coordinator for our emotion, for our thoughts, and even control our personality.
这个地方的大脑来掌控我们的情绪，我们的思考。
The next one, please. That was so bad. This is called the prefrontal cortex. This area deals with various aspects of behavior and personality.
也掌控我们个人的行为，我们的个性。
Now, as you know, our brain is very complicated, like a computer.
我们的脑，大脑，我们的头脑好像。这个计算机一样这么样的复杂。
But as I say earlier, our brain is much better than the best computer.
但是我们的头脑却比世界上最好的计算机还要高明。
God created us such that our brain is just unimaginable in what they can do.
神赐给我们的头脑是有的时候真是让我们惊奇惊异让我们稀奇它能够做什么样的功能。
Have the next slide, please. Now, this is a child brain.
这是一个小孩童的一个头脑。
I just want to mention that the same prefrontal cortex area is for cognition and learning.
最前面的是帮助他来认识跟学习。
And from scientific information gathered that the human brain is continue to grow up to maybe around 20 years old.
人的头，人的脑子。不断的从出生以后就开始成长，直到他二十岁左右。
That means there's a lot of potential. The younger you are, the more you can learn, the faster you can learn.
所以你越年轻的时候，你若去训练他的话，你可以学的越多。
That means the brain is still growing during that period.
因为那个时间，这个大脑还在成长中。
But I will also give you one precaution I find out recently.
但我也要提醒你一件事情。
This has study has been done for a number of years now and been very controversial.
这是一个有争议性的一个研究的结论。
But more and more reports come out to say that there is definitely an effect on the growing brain, especially on young people.
What effect? There is what?
There's a growing effect on the growing brain. And what I'm saying is that there are reports now done in this country and in Europe to show that if you use your cell phone or wireless mobile, you know, device often enough, long enough, you can develop a brain tumor called glioma.
在这种头脑仍然在成长的时候，如果你在靠近头脑的地方经常的使用有电波的东西，手机啦，计算机啦，你可能会影响这个头脑生毒瘤。
Because that if you are under 20 years old, you're starting to use all this device all the time, your chances of developing a brain tumor is three times more than the average person.
如果你用这些手机电脑的话就在年轻的时候你常常这样使用的时候，你有你有比其他人多三倍的机会得到这些脑瘤。
So keep that in mind if you are young people here.
所以
It's a scientific study. It is not conclusive yet, but there is very strong indication.There is an effect of using all these wireless devices against your brain all the time.
虽然这些研究的结果仍然有争议性，但是似乎是有一些的迹象。你如果越在年轻的时候用手机用的越多的话，你得到脑瘤的几率就越大。
Next slide, please.Now, as I mentioned, the prefrontal cortex area is the one that receives all the information, all the input. But then it has to communicate with the rest of the brain to direct them what to do.
所以在这个前脑叶这一块的地方，虽然是接受外在来的资讯，但是它也把这些资讯传达到脑其他的部位。
So when you are multitasking,
所以当你做多项任务的多功能的任务的时候
，The brain will receive that information.
你的脑子就从各方面收集不同的资料。
But the problem is that part of the brain cannot handle two major tasks simultaneously.
但是研究也发现。这个大脑不能够在同时进行两种很重要的功能。
Basically, the study showed that maybe it can only handle one major task at a time.
所以这个研究发现这一块的大脑只能够在那个时间做一个一种主要的功能。
So when you start multitasking, when you start driving, texting, doing things at the same time, your brain is actually switching back and forth between the two tasks.
所以一面用手机跟别人联络，一面开车的时候，你的脑子就转来转去，转来转去，不能够集中注意力。
Because of that, your major task you are doing, for example, driving, will be compromised because of the distraction, and your performance in driving will not be the best.
所以你一面打手机，一面开车的话，它会影响你的注意力，让你开车的注意力就减低了。
Now, next slide, please. They did some MRI study, they call functional MRI study, so they study when your brain was active.
MRI, 核磁共振是不是？在做核磁共振的这个研究的时候，发现左边如果你只专心开车的时候，脑袋是
fully active, 100%.
那些脑的细胞在工作，但是如果你忽然又开车又用做其他的事情的时候，你的注意力就减低了37%。
That's because they pick up this activity in the brain between the discourse. This one driving and listening to a conversation. This one is driving, focus on driving, and the other one is driving, listening to a conversation.
你脑子的这个细胞。左边这个图片是你专心开车的时候，但右边的那个图片是你开车又跟人家讲话谈话的时候，你看这个有很大的差别。
I don't know whether any of you have experienced, but you are driving, you talking to your wife, and you went into an argument, you get upset, this will cut down 75%.
所以你在客车旁边有一个人在那里唠唠叨叨。打扰你的话，你的注意力就减少了75%。
Now, next slide. Now, this is a summary, pretty summary statement for we have covered so far. And so far, brain can only do one major thing at a time efficiently. And there are limits to multitasking.
所以，我们的大脑其实是。很有限的，只能够做好一样最主要的工作。
Now I'd like you to skip three slides, please, and go to the fourth one. Okay, this one. So I would say so far we know that multitasking has to do with doing a lot of things at the same time.
所以多任务这个操作是当然就是意思就是说我们在同一时间做很多不同的任务。
It's very popular with young people.
特别在今天的年轻人的生活里面，生命里面都是这样。
It's essential for the 21st century skill.
也是在21世纪里面，我们需要有这一种的能力。
Depending how you utilize it.
看你怎么样运用而已。
Well, the problem is it makes learning superficial.
但是它会影响我们的学习变得非常的肤浅。
In other words, you try to do two things at a time, you will not be doing the best in either one of them.
所以你这样多方面进行的时候，你每一样都是非常的肤浅。
It makes problem solving harder.
也让你解决问题的能力大大的减低。
You remember the slide, father mess up all the time. If he messing up all the time, how can he be doing things right and solving problems properly?
所以一个人如果经常在每一件事上同时进行的时候，他每一样都犯了很多的错误，他怎么能够做得好？
Now, I'd like you to go to, let's see where the right slide. The problem now is I have to keep asking help instead of trying to control myself. That is the compromise I'm talking about. So can I have the next slide, please? Next slide. Keep going. Well, I would just say this much here about the social implication of multitasking. And I don't know whether you experienced or not, but your son is at the kitchen using a computer doing things or playing a computer game. And the mom will go and say, hey, can you do this for me? We're going to eat pretty soon. Set up the table or something. And after a brief, after a bit time, the son is saying, what do you say? And then he said, I want you to help me set the table. What do you say? Well, do you think that will affect the family relationship with your mind is in the computer, the video game all the time, you can't even communicate with your mom?
那么这样多任务，这件事情对我们人际关系有什么样的影响呢？也许你们常常在家里面都已经经历到，你的孩子原来已经把你的话当作耳边风，现在他更有借口不留意你所对他讲的话，因为他的注意力集中在很多的事情上面。
Want to share with you another opposite part of multitasking.
但是相反的来讲
any one of you have heard of a character in history by the name of Archimedes? You have Archimedes?
有多少人听过
study science, you understand? This is Archimedes' principle. Any not know about the story about him?
中文 Archimedes 是不是阿基米德？ Okay, 有谁？如果大家念过科学，学过科学的话，也许听过这个名字。
Guys, next slide, please. Let's keep going. Another slide. Okay, go back.Go back one.
It's multitasking back there.
Go back one other. Okay. Archimedes, because of him, we learned this word called Eureka moment. Eureka. Anybody know about what this word means?
Archimedes, 从他的身上我们学到这个Eureka moment.
This is a Greek word. The word means, I found it.
意思就是我找到了。
Yeah, next slide, please. Not this one. Go backward. I'm sorry. Okay, let's go back. Go to the other slide. Let's just continue to go to the slide. I'm sorry, I think I need to mix up with the sequence.
Use multitasking must be.
Let's keep going a little bit. Okay, just stay there for a bit. So, this word Eureka is because back in about 200 BC, when this person lived,He is the one, his story brought up the significance of this word. His name is Archimedes.
So, Archimedes, 这个字的来源是从阿基米德突然有一次他在帮人家解决了一个问题。
Now, next slide, please. Well, that's a brief summary. What happened is that.He was trying to solve a problem during his period. And I'll tell the story, and then you can give you the story, okay? Rather than word by word. The king has a crown made of gold. And Archimedes is a kind of scientist and, expert in certain things, physics and whatever. And the king told Archimedes, he said, somebody give me that. I make this golden crown.But I don't know whether I was cheated or not. I don't know what this crown is all gold, or it has some other metal built into that gold, mix it up. It's not pure gold. And he said, Archimedes, can you find out for me whether this is real pure gold or not? Well, back in those days, Archimedes really didn't know what to do, so he put a lot of time thinking about it. And then one day he was taking a bath, okay? He jumped into the bath and the water spilled out. And this eureka moment came to him. He said, oh, now I know how to find out. Now I know. I found it. I know how to find out whether this crown is pure gold or not without destroying the crown, melting.
I haven't found it yet.阿基米德有一次为一个国王的皇冠要解决一个难题，因为这个皇冠可能是纯金做的，但是这个国王在怀疑是否有人把一些杂质、其他的金属掺在里面，要阿基米德来解决这个问题。所以阿基米德不知道应该怎么样做，所以直到有一天他洗澡的时候，他跳到澡盆里面，水就 溢出来，突然他恍然大悟，发现如果这个皇冠的金是纯金的话，把它放到水里面，就有一部分的水会出来。如果是不是纯金的，有杂质掺在里面的话，会有不同分量的水溢出来。所以他就用那个方法可以测定这个皇冠是不是纯金做的。
Subsequent to that, I think those of you in science know that the volume of water display will be the same as the volume of the crown, right? But because the crown is made of gold or other material, the volume will be a little different if it's gold versus some other metal because the density are different. So if you can check out the density of gold versus other metal, you know that whether this is pure gold or not pure gold by using density and volume displacement study.
因为皇冠如果是纯金跟有杂质在里面，它的体积是不一样的，所以它放到水里面的时候，有不同的水会溢出来，所以用这个中间的这样的有这样的不同，可以知道这个皇冠是不是纯金的。
And next slide, please. Next slide. There you go. He was so excited. He went out on the street, looked naked. And that wasn't the story. He just ran out on the street naked. I found it.
他就找到这个答案的时候，恍然大悟，他欣喜异常，所以连衣服都顾不得穿，就跑到外面去宣布：“我找到了这个答案，我找到这个答案。”
Now, on another side, I want to share with you a spiritual story behind this idea.
那么这里这些这个属灵的意义在哪里呢？
Otherwise, I will not be giving you a lecture, a sermon. I'll just give you a little science lecture, right?
否则的话，我也不需要在这里讲道了。
How many of you heard of C.S. Lewis?
有多少人听过
Lewis,
C.S.
story writer and so forth? But do you know that he was really atheist before he received his salvation?
他是一个基督教一个很著名的作家，他在未博信基督教以前，他是一个无神论者。
But he debated about religion and faith, belief in his mind for a long, long time.
他在他自己的头脑里面，思想过程里面，用了很多时间在那里辩论是否有宗教信仰的可能。
But because he focused so much about this life matter of faith and religion,
因为他专注在这个信仰的事上，
he was so focused about his life and belief.
他把注意力完全放在这个信仰上面。
He was so focused in the topic that a few days on September 1931. He discussed what is bothering him with two of his friends.
他与他两个朋友在分享到底什么事情在折磨他。
One of them is J.R.R. Tolkien. You know who J.R.R. Tolkien is? He is the one that wrote the book Lords of the Ring. The Lords of the Ring. He is the author of Lords of the Ring.
其中一个朋友是写 What's Lord of the Ring 中文是什么？啊？魔戒。魔戒的作者。
He was a devoted Christian, and also with another devoted Christian by the name of Hugo Dyson. He is an English professor. He is a language professor. There's also a committed Christian.
他两个朋友都是很忠诚的基督教信徒。
So apparently, C.S. Lewis and these two friends, they chat and discuss and talk about this topic for many, many hours on that day.
所以那一天他们用了许许多多个钟头，小时在商讨这个信仰的问题。
That means he was very focused. He was not multitasking. He was very focused in this thing about his life.
他们没有在进行多项任务的这个思考，只是专注在一个题目上。
Well, 3 days later, C.S. Lewis was riding in a motorcycle with his brother.
所以有一天，路易斯在坐这个motorcycle 机车的时候。
He was riding one of the three motorcycles. When his brother was driving, he was sitting next, you know, the one with a seat next to him.
所以坐那种机车是他的弟弟在驾驶，他坐在旁边那个人坐的那个。
Well, they were riding towards a shoe.
A what?
They were going to a shoe. Shoe. They were going to a shoe.
他们去动物园 zoo.
And on the way, the Holy Spirit gave C.S. Lewis a eureka moment.
所以在去动物园的路上 ，C.S. Lewis 恍然大悟，圣灵开启他的心窍，让他恍然大悟。
Through the Holy Spirit, he became a Christian. And since then, he started to write Christian books the rest of his life.
在那个刹那，他就变成一个信徒，而且开始写有关基督教的文件。
Another one I want to share is Chuck Colson. Anybody heard of Chuck Colson? He started the prison ministry.
Prison ministry.
Prison ministry.
他就是在1972年尼克森事件里面被。进入放被下在监狱里面，他的助手，他就开始这个监狱团契的这个人。
As you remember, he has a very strong political background.
他有一个很强的政治的背景。
If I remember, he was involved with the Nixon Watergate.
他在尼克森总统水门事件里面是一个主脑。
Afterwards, he had deep thought about his life and the meaning of his life.
在监狱里面，他开始思想他生命的问题。
He focused on this situation. He focused on this idea of life and death.
他也专心在监狱里面在思想生死的问题。
And particularly about the meaning of life after what had happened politically in his life.
当他在政治方面遇到挫折的时候。在监狱里面，他就专心的思想生命的问题。
The story goes that he received Christ as Savior when he was in his car on the roadside and crying out to God.
所以在 在有一天他在开车的时候，被圣灵感动，他就在车里面痛哭流涕。
Two other examples to tell you how important it is for us to focus on something in our life instead of multitasking all the time.
所以有这些见证告诉我们，为什么在生命里，在我们的生活里面要集中我们的注意力是多么的重要。
Because when you focus and think about something with all your energy and time, you want an answer. If you are patient enough, you might hit a eureka moment in your life.
因为当你记忆力集中的时候，注意力集中的时候，你也许会有这样一个恍然大悟的一个比较容易有这样的经历。
It is true that focusing reflective moment about your life, think about something that you will be able to have a very efficient outcome, that you can be even an inventor.
当你把你的注意力集中在某一件事上的时候，你甚至可以，也许，甚至可能发明一些新的东西。
And the reason I'm going to elaborate later about our spiritual life is that this kind of phenomenon is also very important in our life as a believer.
这样的注意力集中的这个特质，在我们的信徒的生活里面是非常的重要。
You know, when you are put in a prison,
如果你被下在监里，
there is no chance for you to multitask.
你没有机会来进行多项能的功能。
All you see are the four walls.
你只注意到你周围的四面墙壁。
Maybe you have a book or Bible you can read.
如果你有一本圣经的话，你只能够看圣经。
Maybe you can have pen and paper, you can write.
如果有纸的话，你甚至可以写你的感想。
Do you know that some of the most creative things that came out are people who were put from people who were put in prison?
有一些著名的作品就是在监狱里面著作的。
Any of you know John Bunyan?
有人谁听过 John Bunyan?
What book did he
Pilgrim's Progress.
Pilgrim's Progress.
天历路程就是在监狱里面写的。
Anybody remember Paul?
有多少人记得保罗
Apostle Paul.
使徒保罗。
He wrote 13 book out of the New Testament.
他在新约全书里面写了大概有十三本书信。
The New Testament is 27 books altogether, and he wrote almost half.
差不多占了全新约圣经的一半。
Do you know how many of those were written when he was in prison?
有多少是他在监狱里面写的呢？
Anybody know? Four of them.
有四本书
信。He wrote four books while he was in prison in Rome.
他在罗马下在监狱里面的时候写了四本书信。
And I want you to find out about these four books. So you can go and find out the Bible what these four books are.
加拉太、以弗所、腓立比、哥罗西。
But I'm just telling you this, that focusing on certain problems, certain ideas about your lifeTaking time to be reflective about things can be very important in your life.
所以你在生命里面用一点的时间，回想、也思考、专注在某一些有价值的问题上的话，这是很有意义的。
Every day we are bombarded with so many information, so many things to do.
每一天我们受到众多的资讯来骚扰我们。
You can spend the whole day on the iPhone if you want.
你一天到晚就用你的手机都接受不完这些资讯。
We have to ask ourselves how many of those things we do are productive and efficient in our life.
但有多少这些资讯是对你有意义的事。
I still have a little time, so I want to share something with my choir members. Are the choir members here? Can you raise your hand? Hi, 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 hi.
我用以下的时间特别分享一些跟我们的诗班有关的。
But I want to share with the rest of you too to tell you that multitasking problem does exist.
这个多项能共用分心一心多用的是这个问题实在是非常的普遍。
Can I have the slide on the music page?
就可以把刚刚那个 All Love Divine 那个
Now, this song,、this song the choir will be singing to you next week.
诗班下个星期会唱这一首诗。
How many of you know this song besides the choir members?
有多少人知道这一首诗？除了诗班员之外。
Now, I want to tell you, if somebody give you this hymn and song brand new, you haven't sang it before, haven't heard of it before.And she said, "Would you like to go and sing with us now?"
如果你从来没有唱过这一首诗，有一天突然有人把这个诗交在你的手中，说跟我们一起来唱。
Just like next week, he said, "So and so, come and join us. You want to sing it with us together, at the same time."
就譬如下个星期，我们突然在你们中间邀请一些人来跟我们一起唱。
Well, I'm not sure unless you are professional, you won't be able to do that. By the way.
所以我怀疑，如果你除非你是职业的诗班员，你也许没有能力能够马上参与。
The next slide. Why? Because this is in the key of A flat minor. Well, it's A flat, but it's a minor key. So it's in A flat. Okay? So what is the first note here in A flat?
这是一个小调。
How do you sing it if you don't know music with the proper key?
如果你不懂音乐的话，你怎么知道从哪一个音符开始呢
？Your hymnals have song written both in score as well as in number, right?
打开我们的诗本。
How easy for you to sing it looking at the number versus working with the numbers were not there that you sing right away.
诗本这些诗本中间有音符也有数目字，如果你不知道数目字是什么意思，你也不认识音符的时候，你怎么能够照着这些的音符来唱这首诗呢
？Because the number do re mi fa sol la ti do, mi fa sol la ti do, three, four, five, six, seven, right?Very easy to know the melody looking at the number. But if you don't know about music, you look at the score. What is all this dot, 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 dot represent?
如果你不认识这个中国式的一二三四五六七，你看的这个音符，你怎么知道这个音符是应该怎么样跟着它唱呢
？Well, if you know music, you know that dot, 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 dot is an A flat key.Right? Do. There is Do. So first of all, you have to transcribe that in your mind into numerical score such that you know what is Do, Mi, Sol, La or not.
所以，你可以，如果你会音乐的话，你可以把这个音符换成数目字，转变成数目字，就开始跟这个调子开始唱。
Now, even though I like this, I have trouble transcribing my mind right away too, you know, looking at the score. Daniel Mangan probably do that, he spent a lot of time in choir, but I cannot. So either I keep every time I sing and transcribe in mind into Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, I find it much harder, more relaxing. So I'll transcribe it ahead of time. So this is Mi, Sol, La, Mi, Sol, La, right? This is Do, two down, would be La. So I said,Mi sol la la la, sol la ti do do re. Ah, I can read the number now without going through that transcription, right?
所以你不需要看的是音符，你是看着数目字，把它先转变成数目字的时候，你看着数目字就可以跟着唱了。
Now the other way to learn is if somebody sing it for you and listen to the music. You don't know how to read score, you don't have to read, so you just follow the song melody and learn the melody. That's the quick way of doing it.
另外一个方式就是听别人唱几次，你就可以慢慢的跟上。
But my purpose is telling you about multitasking, right? The idea is multitasking.
但是我今天的目的是告诉你这个多项一心多用。
So when you come with a new song.You have to know what the key is. You have to know what the tempo is. It's a 3-4. You have to know which is do, which is mi. Okay? So you have to transcribe it first in your head into musical note. And learn, then you have to learn the melody. Okay? After you learn the melody, then you have to learn the words, how to pronounce the word properly in the proper sequence, proper tempo. Now,I want to ask you for the average person, can you do all that looking at the music all at the same time?
Professionals can. 如果你唱一首诗，你需要知道它的音符。除此之外，如果你不认识音符的话，你可以把它转换成为数目字，也跟着唱，但是你仍然要注意它的节奏。他的歌词有很多很多的因素在里面。如果你第一次你不会音乐，你第一次拿起这个诗本的时候，你怎么能够跟得上？除非你是职业的音乐家，可以的话，受过训练的。如果没有受过训练的，很难这么东西集中在你一起，让你能够正确的把这一首诗唱出来。
I came to my main purpose sharing with you in terms of the sermon.
所以我今天正道的最主要的目的就是这个。
Before that, in the background that I share, I hope what I'm going to do now will be helpful to you as a Christian.
我希望今天的题目可以对你有些帮助。
If then this man helping me, I'm going to rewrite.The story of Martha and Mary a little bit to fit the 21st century audience.
所以我今天会把马大玛利亚的这个故事，更改一点，来适合今天21世纪的这个我们社会的情形。
Even though the detail will not be the same,
也许细节不太一样。
But I hope the message is there when I express it to you.
但是里面的意思。却是一致的。
So we're going to read this passage again in modern day.
所以我们把它换成现代，把它现代化。
So Jesus and his disciples, they were taking a trip to Jerusalem.
耶稣和他的门徒，往耶路撒冷去。
There's another city called.Bethany, which is very close to Jerusalem.
在它附近有一个小的镇叫做伯大尼。
So Jesus told his disciple, I think I'm very close to Bethany on the way to Jerusalem. I'd like to make a home visit with Martha and Mary.
路过那个小镇，我希望能够探望马大跟玛利亚的家。
Martha and Mary, they are sisters.
马大、玛利亚是姐妹。
They have another brother called Nazareth.
他们有另外一个弟兄叫做拿撒路。
A little later in the Bible, we know that Nazareth died and Jesus rose him from the dead.
就是耶稣让他从死里复活的那位拿撒路。
But that was later. This is before that happened.
那是以后的事。
So Martha was a very good host.
马大是一个很好的很款待人的一个姐姐。
So he welcomed Jesus and his disciple into her house.
就欢迎耶稣跟他的门徒来到他的家里。
Now Mary also was there.
玛利亚当时也在那里。
And the Bible told us Mary sit at Jesus' feet.
圣经告诉我们，玛利亚坐在耶稣的脚前。
Well, it wasn't written, but in those days, washing your guest's feet is a big honor to your guests, right?
在这里没有记得很清楚，但当时的时代，为客人洗脚是很尊重客人的一件事情。
So Mary possibly could have said, "Jesus, sit down. Let me wash your feet."
所以，也许玛利亚就在那里洗耶稣的脚。
And after she did that, she was just kneel right in front of Jesus and talk to him and hear what he has to teach her.
洗完脚以后，她就静静地坐在那里等待耶稣，看他有什么教导。
Well, Martha wants to be a good host.
但是马大却希望做一个好的主人
，so she was busy doing things，
就在厨房里面非常的忙碌
，getting ready in the kitchen，
在厨房里面。
Now in those days we very likely the kitchen and the sitting room just very same room very close together. You can hear what Jesus and Mary was doing, and you can still doing things in the kitchen next to it, right？
就好像今天是一个 open design 的厨房跟客厅是。通的，所以很容易看见。虽然你在厨房里面忙，也可以看见在客厅里面发生的事情。
Well, Martha, oh, I have to find out what meal I should prepare. Oh, I forgot I turned off my mini iPad, so I better do that first. I was answering email before Jesus came.
所以马大有很多的事情骚扰他的心，又要回电子邮件，又要
I still have a new email, I haven't answered yet. Never mind, I have to prepare a good meal for Jesus, his disciple.
非常的忙碌。
So she was busying in her kitchen doing things.
所以她在厨房里面忙得很，忙得不可开交。
Well, as you know, we talk about when you start multitasking, you can get really overloaded.
当你开始一心多用的时候，你可能会造成超。
You can get very frustrated, right? You can get very frustrated also because it seems to be you can't do so many things all at the same time. I have to cut this meat. I have to fry this. I have to put this. Why? I'm overloaded.
对，当有这么多事情骚扰他的时候，他就心里面非常的忙乱。
So she became kind of half angry in a way.
也他是有一些的怒气。
Then she came over to Jesus.
所以就来到耶稣的面前。
Said Jesus, didn't you see what is happening?
耶稣，你有没有看清楚啊
？I am here working my life.Oh, working my head off, and you Mary just sitting quietly and having a good chat.
我一个人在这里忙得不可开交，我的姊妹却在那里懒懒散散的在那跟你聊天。
Even though I know what Jesus is saying, I mean I heard what Jesus is saying to you, but I was so busy I really didn't know what he was saying. You know what I'm saying? I'm so busy I heard them talking, but I don't know what they were talking about.
我只听到他们在谈话，但是不知道不能够听清楚谈话的内容是什么。
Jesus, you can't do that. Why do you ask Mary to come and help me?
你不应该这样，你应该叫玛利亚来帮忙。
That is, if you want a delicious meal, you better send Mary over to help.
如果你想有一个丰盛的晚餐的话，你最好叫玛利亚来帮我。
Well, Jesus said,
耶稣就说
Martha, Martha,
Martha, Martha,
you are a good host.
你是一个好的主人
But you worry about so many things.
但是你担心的事情太多了
In Cantonese, he said, 功夫成高明 In Mandarin, he said, 功夫成个命You will never be able to finish all this housework. You will come every day, right?
你操心的事情太多了，因为做的事 总比你的生命要长很多。
Jesus said, I didn't come to here to wish you for a good supper. I came here in order to share with you something more important.
耶稣说，我来的目的不是要来吃你的晚餐，而是去让你希望有与你有一些的交流。
You don't have to cook a big meal. Some crackers and coffee will be fine.
你不需要煮一个大餐，几块饼干，一些牛奶就可以了。
And so he said,Your spiritual well-being is more important than all these things in your life.
耶稣说，你灵性的，灵性里面的造就比你这些忙乱的事情、琐事的事情要要重要的多。
Martha, did you do your devotion today?
你今天是否做了灵修啊？
Did you talk to God for a few minutes even?
Did you email Did
you pray to him?
You
know, these few minutes in your life every day is very important to prepare you for the rest of the day. Jesus said, Mary.Had discovered the secret of life's most priority. And nobody is going to be able to take it away from her.
耶稣说，玛利亚已经掌握了生命里面最重要的一环，没有人能够把她这样的看见能够拿去。
So to close, I'd like to read the last words I have on the slide. The last word, the words.
所以我愿意用这一段的经文来做结束。
Shall we just for in English just read it together? So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise, make most of every opportunity in this evil day. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, and make music to the Lord in your heart.And give thanks for everything to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, because at time, I don't have time to elaborate that verse to a practical sense. But I have daily bread here for the next 3 months. They're still sitting out there, not being used. Just a few minutes a day is going to make your life different. So I'm going to pass this, some in Chinese, some in English,If you don't need it, if you already have it, just pass it on to the back. And I hope some of you can make use of this as a way of spending quiet, in, you know, close, intimate time with God who saved you and want you to have a successful, efficient lifestyle.
所以现在把这个每日的箴言，中英的，有中文，有英文的，送给你们。在每一天你花一点点的时间来思想神的话语，对你的整天都有益处。
Thank you for listening and cooperation and we will have a closing hymn.
所以谢谢大家的这个留心聆听。